white, white, white. That's all you could see. Why would anyone drive across Nebraska in winter? You've seen the movie Fargo, right? Chris Blanco was driving home to New Mexico when he saw her. Dressed all in black, Lucinda Knight was pounding in a black cardboard sign with big white letters, "Garage Sale." Who would be so crazy to have a garage sale here in the dead of winter? What the hell? He turned into the drive and followed her up to the barn. He might get lucky. The first person at a garage sale gets all the good stuff. The woman in black was selling her dead husband's stuff and moving to White City, Florida. She had had enough white Christmases. The barn was loaded with old stuff and farm machinery, but under a dusty tarp in the back was a classic black 1957 Chevy station wagon in pristine condition. Chris's heart stopped for a second. He had always wanted a 57 Chevy. He drooled over them in high school, but now they cost big bucks. He had dreamed of romance in that wagon, but that was more of a Walter Mitty dream than a Walter White possibility. Well, how much do you want for the old car? Oh, that old thing? You can have it for $200. I never liked it. The color is so dark and foreboding. Yikes, she has no inkling of its value. How could he get this classic jewel out of here fast enough before he was caught robbing her blind? He had a moment of guilt, but it passed. This was a simple black or white decision. He would tell the priest later about his sin. He paid the money, bought a few other things to try and be casual and look innocent. He would drive to the nearest town and rent a trailer. He purposely ran over her garage sale sign to slow down any other possible buyers that might tell her of the Chevy's true value. His palms were sweating as he sped towards Fargo. St. Christopher, although demoted, still swung from the mirror. He hit a patch of black ice, spun out, and crashed. Ironically, the radio was playing Leader of the Pack, another classic from his youth. He woke up not in heaven, but a hotter place. His casket was being carried in the funeral director's newly acquired black 57 Chevy wagon. It looked good, all polished up. What a sweet ride it was.